From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. Today is Wednesday, August 20th. I'm Ala Kuziz. A new bookstore in St. Louis is feeding a growing appetite for cookbooks and food-centered community gatherings.
I would say I'm very surprised at how into cookbooks St. Louis is.
We'll get a look at what the tiny indie shop has to offer. That story coming up after this news on The Gateway. For the first time in Missouri history, a woman will be the state's attorney general. Governor Mike Kehoe announced yesterday that Catherine Hanaway will replace Andrew Bailey as attorney general after he leaves to become co-deputy director of the FBI. Kehoe praised Hanaway's history as a prosecutor and says she has a passion for enforcing the rule of law.
Catherine will be and is tough on crime. And we look forward to continuing our partnership with the Attorney General's office under her leadership and our number one priority, which is public safety.
Hanaway is a former U.S. attorney and was the first female speaker of the Missouri House of Representatives. Her first day as attorney general will be September 8th. Congressman Wesley Bell's first in-person town hall last night got off to a rocky start and ended with a physical confrontation between protesters and security. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports the St. Louis County Democrat was met with repeated outbursts from protesters about his positions on Israel.
Protesters routinely interrupted the first-term U.S. representative. They shouted that he supported genocide of the Palestinian people. In the nearly 90-minute town hall in downtown St. Louis, Bell got through just 12 questions because of the interruptions. Amid the shouts and boos, the Democrat said he wanted to have a dialogue, even if some in the crowd disagreed with him.
There's a lot of folks who don't want to have the conversation. They just want to spew what they think is important, but they don't want to have an actual debate because these are tough issues. So now we're going to have the conversation whether you like it or not.
Despite the chaos that involves security forcing protesters out at the end of the town hall, Bell says he hopes to host more events like it in the future. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
The chair of St. Louis's budget committee says he looks forward to working alongside Mayor Kara Spencer to boost funding for the City Emergency Management Agency. An external investigation released on Monday recommended additional staffing for the agency as well as an increased budget. It noted that it often took multiple years to repair broken outdoor warning sirens due to budget constraints. Spencer says she takes the recommendations seriously, and Alderman Rasheen Aldridge of the 14th Ward says he's prepared to help.
Climate change is real. The storm's only getting worse. You know, that means we also need to plan for it ahead of time so that moving forward, we are ready.
Any increase for SEMA would require a supplemental budget. The region's largest Head Start providers came together yesterday to celebrate 60 years of service in St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed was there and has this report.
Nearly 5,000 children received services from Head Start programs across the St. Louis region in 2024. Cheryl Watkins is the president and CEO of YWCA Metro St. Louis. She says the program is often the only form of childcare available for low-income families with children under the age of five.
What Head Start does is level the playing field for a lot of our children, right? And especially in our communities that are disinvested in, that are disenfranchised. Many times, that's how children break out and move to the next level.
The Trump administration threatened to cut Head Start funding earlier this year, but backtracked. The program is now funded through 2026. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
A billboard in southwest Illinois advertising for a far-right militia has been taken down. The Proud Boys ad was removed yesterday after Clinton County residents vehemently spoke out against it in the last several days. The billboard just outside of the small town of Breeze appeared to be recruiting for the militia. Residents of the county located about 45 miles east of St. Louis expressed concern over what many believe to be an extremist organization. The billboard had sparked intense debate. While county officials were sympathetic to the community's concerns, the billboard is protected by free speech. A national advertising company with a Metro East office owns the billboard. The firm Lamar Advertising took the ad down yesterday morning. The Belleville News Democrat reports the company didn't respond to requests for comment. The Festival of Nations will take place this weekend in Tower Grove Park. The two-day multicultural festival was in doubt earlier this year when federal funding cuts hit the International Institute of St. Louis. Terry Bates is the director of marketing and communications for the Institute. He says it was clear canceling the festival was never really an option.
we understood that we had to move forward. Despite what challenges we were facing, we still had to do this. This was important for our community, and so we stepped forward to make it happen.
Bates says the festival has always been supported by private donations, but the staff needed time to make sure the event would happen as part of the organization's overall budget. Bates was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. Specialty bookstores dedicated to cookbooks are seeing growing success across the country. I visited a tiny indie bookstore in St. Louis to get a taste of what it has to offer.
We do have to-go containers at the end of the night, so...
A couple dozen people gathered at a cooking studio in Midtown for a hot dish meeting. It's part book club, part dinner party, and it's hosted by Anchovy Book Co. Everyone brought a dish to share made from the same cookbook. There's Chicago-style Italian beef, smoked trout, and lots of dessert enjoyed by a diverse group of people.
Like younger, early 20s, all the way up to like seniors who come.
That's Stephanie McKenney, the co-owner of Anchovy.
And so it's really, really fun to bring everyone together for that kind of event. And the food is always so good. It's so good.
The indie store has been hosting monthly book club meetings, attracting bookworms, avid home cooks, and novices, all for a night of good bites. Bookstores that exclusively sell cookbooks aren't very common. There are around 15 in the country, but interest in them is growing. McKenney has been cooking up the idea of creating a specialty cookbook store for almost a decade. Last November, she and her best friend Sarah Johnson opened their doors on Cherokee Street for business.
I would say I'm very surprised at how into cookbooks St. Louis is.
They turned a profit in their first quarter, but McKenney says the goal of the store is more than retail.
I would say the vision for the store is to build community and to build community around cooking and spending time together.
On a hot Sunday afternoon this month, a few customers flipped through a curated selection of cookbooks. At just 6 feet wide, the store is compact, like its namesake, Tin of Fish. But it's thoughtfully packed with color and cookbooks, and it's got a welcoming feel, like walking into a friend's kitchen.
It's brown sugar banana bread. Looks really good.
Jayla Sims picks out a book that she hopes will motivate her to cook at home more and reduce her online food orders.
Excited to see. I got a back in the day bakery cookbook. I love baking. And there's also some savory dishes in here too. So I figured, you know, it's a good mix. For me, I've been trying to get more physical media things. And I don't know, something about a cookbook, it feels so homey and cozy.
Cookbooks are often a popular category, but sales have grown by 8% since 2010, with numbers boosted further by the pandemic. That's because cookbooks meet people's needs for comfort in a way most other genres don't, says Grace Hagen, the executive director of the Midwest Independent Booksellers Association.
People are seeking ways to interact with others and have something to communicate around, to commune around, to find joy around.
In addition to cookbooks, Anchovy sells a few kitchen items such as aprons and tinned fish. That's what drew Andrew O'Sullivan and Ben Doan into the store. The couple are part of a tinned fish club in their hometown of Memphis.
So just seeing like anchovy in the name, the scent is so cute and so just fun. And I looked at pictures of it and it looked just, it's all my cookbooks. And it's like that's such an interesting like topic for a bookstore to be focused on cookbooks.
They picked up a tin of fish to share with their club members and also brought home a Japanese cookbook.
All right, it'll be $61.97. Go ahead. But yeah, because in Japan, we had miso soup and like lots of dashis in the morning. And so we just want to kind of reincorporate that.
Doan says she often turns to cooking apps and blogs for meal ideas, but has noticed that she gets caught up on ratings and what other people think of a recipe.
And with a cookbook, it kind of eliminates that. So you just have to take a chance, and it's kind of fun.
For the store's owners, cookbooks are about much more than food. They're about connection, the kind that happens around a dinner table or while passing a tried and tested recipe to a loved one. I'm Ala Kuziz, St. Louis Public Radio. Our Jonathan All edited that story. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.